Daf Tess Ahmed Aleph on the second line. Avuah de Shmuel Omar, he says, Afilu Gilgil Issa Me'erev Yom Tov. Even if a person would need dough on Erev Yom Tov, Ein Mafrish Mimenu Chalasa B'Yom Tov. A person is not allowed to separate the Chala on Yom Tov. Okay. Because you should have done it beforehand. Lema Pligi Ad Shmuel Ad Avuah. Let's suggest that the upcoming Shmuel is arguing on Adar Avua, upon his father. In fact, Domer Shmuel said, Chalas Chutz La'aretz, the Chal that you have in Chutz La'aretz, which is only a dinder abonant to take, Oichol V'Hoylech, a person is allowed to just eat from it before taking Chalas. But Achachach Mafrish, and his Mafrish at the end. So you see over here that basically, since you're allowed to eat from it without metakining it, doing anything to it, therefore there's no issue of like metakining over here, so seemingly it would be totally fine to take challah on Yom Tov. So you see, it seems that Shmuel's arguing with his father. So Amar Rava, mi lo moed Shmuel, does Shmuel not agree she'im kara aleha shame? If a person would call it, designate it as challah, then definitely would be an issue. Then it, because it should asur al zarim, it will be also now to zarim, and therefore there would be a tikkun by taking it. Masnisin, Gemara, Mishnah. Beishamim Amrin, Beishamim say, Ein moilichin es asulam mishovach l'shovach. You can't take your ladder from one birdhouse to another birdhouse. Aval mateu michalon l'cholon. A person can incline it from one birdhouse to the other one. Meaning what? Sorry, one window in that very birdhouse to another window in that very birdhouse. Basically, you can move it around that one. Hillel, or even allow you to take it for one birdhouse to another birdhouse. So, Amma Rav Hanan Bar Ami. Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but it's just a rabbi. Shebeis Shammai, Sovri, they hold, Haroya Oime, Latich Gago Hutzorich. When you see somebody schlepping a ladder through this rabbim, the person's going to say he wants to, put some plaster on his roof, and he's doing a malacha on Yom Tov. Okay, and Beis Hillel Savri, no, the Danim Lachav Schus. They say, no, Shoiv Chomechir Chalav. Look at that ladder. That's not a tiaching ladder. That's a bird coop ladder. So, Aval B'Shus Rabbim, B'Shus Yochid, if you've been B'Shus Yochid, Divriya Kol Mutter, everyone's going to agree that it's going to be permissible. Ini, is that true? Vaha Amar Rav Yehud, Amar Rav. Kol Mokum She'osru Chachomim, wherever the Chachomim were Osru Mipnei Moris Ayin, because of the Moris Ayin that people are going to say that you're doing in a Veira, so that this would also apply a field of Chodri Chodorim. Also, even when people can't see you, they're going to make a low plug, they're going to say it's also Osru, you can't do it. And that's obviously not going what Rav Hanan Bar Ami said, and how could he argue with Rav, the God of the door? So Rav Hanan Bar Ami would say, listen, for Rav's great respect to him, but I'm going according to some Tanoim. Tanoi, the Tanya, we've got a Machlokes Tanoim, because it says, Shoitchon Bechama, Aval Lo Kenegad Om. You can, if a person's got his clothes wet, he can spread them out in the to dry out, but you just don't do it in public. So you see over there, that's where of Hanan Bar Ami is going like. And Rav will be going like this, Shita, Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Shimon, Oystrim, they say, no, since there's a problem with Morris, and if you do it in private, it will be a problem. So Ikad Amri, some people say, the different giving over of Rav Hanan Bar Ami, the machlokes is b'shus yochid. The machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in the b'shus yochid. The Beis Shammai islehu the Rav Yehuda, Amarav. Beis Shammai hold like Rav Yehuda Amarav that there's a problem with Morris Ayin in Chodri Chodorim, even in a private place. And Beis Hillel leislehu the Rav Yehuda Amarav. And Beis Hillel don't hold with this principle of Amarav Yehuda Amarav, that meaning that they say there's no problem as long as people can't see you. So the problem is that, just finish off. Abal b'shus rabim, but if it be b'shus rabim, divrei kol is osur. That was the ending of Rav Hanan Bar Ami. Because over there, because people are going to say that he wants to do his, he's going to do lahatiach his gag. Okay, now the problem is, the way you set it up, yeah, of Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Lema Rav de Omok Beis Shammai. Basically, he's saying that the Rav is saying like Beis Shammai. How can he do that? Okay, so answer the Gemara Tanaihi. The Tanya, it's actually Machlokas Tanayim, and then basically Rav would tell you he's not going like Beis Shammai, he's going like Beis Hillel, according to a different opinion, like which we'll see. The Tanya, Shurkun Bechama of our Lord, can I get it on? You can, they have a don't care about Morris Ein, Tanakama, right? But Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Shimon Oistrim, they hold there is a problem of Morris Ein, even in the inner chambers. So therefore, they would say in our case of the ladder case, yeah, that obviously there wouldn't be an issue even in the Rishus Rabbim. Because if there'd be an issue in the Rishus Rabbim, there'd be an issue in the Rishus Yochid. So I just wanted like this, that's it. But just for explanation, like this, that there's only one person who argues with Beis Hillel. You know who that is? Beis Shammai. Yeah, everyone else agrees with Beis Hillel. The question is, you're just going to argue because everyone you can't argue with Beis Hillel, so you have to argue what Beis Hillel says. It's like, you know, sometimes you can see people do different things. We're all God-fearing Jews, you know, and sometimes people do different things. What some people keep the Torah, some people don't keep the Torah. No, we have a different understanding of the Torah. So certain things are not negotiable. We listen to the Torah, we do the Torah, but sometimes different approaches. So everyone, you can't argue with Beis Hillel. So everyone's going with Beis Hillel. The question is, what did Beis Hillel said? So even the Tanakama. Yeah, that's what you're going to say, because we're not arguing with Beis Hillel, so they have got different, right? So therefore, Rebbe Tanakama is going to tell you, I go like Beis Hillel, yeah? And Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon are going to say, I go like Beis Hillel. And Rav's going to tell you, I go like Beis Hillel. And Rav Chanan Bar Ami is going to say, I go like Beis Hillel. So you just have to shift it around, so you've got basically someone who's superior, you know, who's on, you're on his side, so you can say what you're saying, you've got, right? But everyone is ultimately going like Beis Hillel. Now, go and work that out.
Go back to the words about the